Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are considering an allegiance to God's Word by studying Genesis chapters 1 through 11. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 7, verses 17 to 24, the destruction of the flood. Of course, we will be looking at the entire chapter, as we have indicated each session that we will be reading the entire first 11 chapters of Genesis as we consider each of these sessions. Let's take a look at the beginning of that chapter in verses. Let's look at the whole thing, and then we'll go back and look at our text. Genesis chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. And then the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you seven, each of every clean animal, a male and female, two each of animals that are unclean, a male and his female, also seven each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of all the earth. For after seven more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made." And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. So Noah, with his sons, his wife, and his son's wife, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean animals, of animals that are unclean, of birds, and of everything that creeps on the earth. Two by two, they went into the ark of Noah, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month and 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, entered the ark. They and every beast after its kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into the ark of Noah, two by two, of all flesh, in which is the breath of life. So those who entered, male and female, of all flesh, went in as God had commanded, and the Lord shut him in. Let's stop there, verse 16. There's a story told of a woman who bought a parrot to keep her company, but returned it the next day. "This bird doesn't talk," she told the owner. "Does he have a mirror in his cage?" she asked. Parrots love mirrors. They see their reflection and they start a conversation. The woman bought a mirror and left. The next day she returned. The bird still wasn't talking. "How about a ladder? Parrots love ladders. The happy parrot is a talkative parrot." The woman bought a ladder and left. But the next day she was back. "Does your parrot have a swing?" "No." "Well, that's the problem. Once he starts swinging, he'll talk up a storm." The woman reluctantly bought a swing and left. When she walked into the store the next day, her countenance had changed. "The parrot died," she said. "Well, tell me, did he ever say a word?" he asked. "Yes, right before he died, The woman replied, in a weak voice, he asked me, don't they sell any food at that pet store? Sometimes people miss what's important. The people of Noah's day probably thought the flood would just recede and that everything would work out in the end. Luke chapter 17, verse 27 is testament to that. They ate, they drank, they married wives, and were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. When God judges, it is a thorough execution of it. His way is perfect in both mercy and in judgment. The gradual approach of God's judgment is designed to bring sinners to repentance, but is often met with hardness of heart, a presumption of victory. Now, in the cafeteria at Asbury Theological Seminary, a sign reads, take only one apple. God is watching you. Of course, there's another sign that reads, take as many cookies as you want. God is back watching the apples. Many people live as if God isn't watching. There are two realities seen in Noah's flood. No one will escape God's judgment, and few will survive God's judgment. Let's read on. Verses 17 to 20. Now, the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth. And the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth. And all the high hills under the whole heaven were covered. The water prevailed 15 cubits upward. And the mountains were covered. How high? All the high hills under the whole heaven were covered. The mountains were covered. There was no physical hope of salvation. Only in the Lord. No one is powerful enough to stand against God. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. Truly, in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly, in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. Isaiah 28, verse 17. Also, I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lives and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 down to verse 17. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on his throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? The imagery is a flood with all things floating. It washes everything away. No place for sinners to hide from God. Anyone who chooses to sin and thinks he will avoid God's judgment fools only himself. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 16. Your fierceness has deceived you. The pride of your heart. Oh, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. No one will escape God's judgment. But look at verse 17. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose above the earth. And then look at verse 21, down to verse 24. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the Spirit of life. All that was on the dry land died. So he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping thing and bird of the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive. And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. All else was destroyed, but the ark survived. Noah's ark. The waters that broke down absolutely everything else lifted the ark. Death to the unbelievers, life to the faithful. The higher the water rose over everything else, the closer to heaven the ark moved. Suffering for righteousness brings us closer to God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, for they'll be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Just consider that scene. It was destruction. All flesh died, verse 21. All living things, verse 23. Imagine the terror, the desperation, the torment. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Noah lived. He preached to the wicked world. He prayed for the wicked world. There was no repentance. Only Noah lived and his family. Psalm 91, verses 7 and 8. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Hearing the screams for help. Think about it. Hearing the screams for help. Hearing the pounding to get in. And then silence, with only the rain falling. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. And that's because God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth, confession is made, with the heart we believe unto righteousness. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You have a great day.